The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Robin's not with us this morning, so you'll have to listen to me. So I'm sorry. You're welcome to tune out now if you want. If you don't want to hear me, and you tune in to hear Robin, well, you know, she's here, but she's not on the air. How about that? She's in the house. Let's put it that way. Sitting here this morning, it's 52 degrees outside. It's a beautiful morning, nice cool night, you know, great for sleeping with the windows open. I'm sitting here in front of my beautiful gas fireplace insert. The flames are, you know, coming up in a nice mild manner. They're not, you know, blowing me out of the room. Dog's over here on the couch laying down. The other one's in her bed. The other one's in her crate. They're all back here with me. You know, everybody's quiet, which is amazing, because it's not always like that. And I'm just relaxed and enjoying my morning speaking with you folks. So I hope you'll be willing to speak with me. You do that by calling 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Our bow season is a month old. We've got, you know, a number of seasons already opened and ongoing. The muzzleloader season, the early muzzleloader season, for antlered and antlerless deer, bucks and does, opens on Thursday, and I fully intend on being there in my little climbing stand in Queen Anne's County. My muzzleloader, my CVA muzzleloader, by the way, the Acura LR, is primed and ready to go. I'm shooting 90 grains of Buckhorn 209, which is now made by Hodgdon, and it's become available, believe it or not, if you're looking for it. Some of it is out there in the market now, and we're touting our CVA muzzleloaders. We're giving away a beautiful Optima MR this time around, which is the little shorter version. I own one of those as well. It's a very nice gun for in a tree stand if you're in dense woods and your shot is not over, let's say, 75 yards. The MR is just a perfect maneuverable firearm for that situation. So make sure you try and get one of those if you're looking for one. They've got them out there, and we're giving one away at the end of this month. All you got to do to get in the contest simply is to win one for free is call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Leave your first and last name with our call screener producer, that'd be Mr. Aaron, and an accurate phone number, and we will correspond your name with a number at the end of the month. Robin will put those numbers into a random 1 through 70 or whatever the numbers are, into a random number generator that is an app on her phone. The wheel spins, the number pops out just like you're at bingo, and whatever that number is corresponds to a name, and that's who wins. So if you prefer, we will hand deliver that to your location. If you live in Maryland, if you live outside the state, well, we'll figure something out. How's that? We'll have it sent to you. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see who might be on the line. Okay. No callers right now. Heard from Captain Don. They're out there bumping around on the bay a little bit. It's going to be rainy most of the day from what I can see. And we've got a email entry. You can enter by email if you like. My email address is Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Got a couple emails already. That's right. Yes. Okay. Comment on guns in the city from an emailer. And an entry by our buddy Kevin in the muzzleloader contest. And hopefully somebody will be lucky, one of our emailers or one of our callers. Someone will be lucky and win one of these muzzleloaders. So there you are. Can't wait. Can't wait for Thursday. Crack of dawn, I'll be there sitting in my, hopefully my stand. It looks like the weather's going to be decent. And might have my grandson with me, might have a friend with me, might have both. We'll see. But plenty of deer. And one fellow will be a first-time deer hunter this early muzzleloader season. And we will let you know who that is and how that works out once we have the first hunt. How's that? Fair enough? Sure. All right, 410-922-6680. Give us a call here. Looks like I said, rain most of the day, so be careful out there if you're on the bay, if you're going fishing. Let's see. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate that. Got a photo from Lee, which is a really cool photo. I asked him to email it to me. High resolution, please, Lee, as high as, you know, the full, big full-size picture if you can. It's a coyote that is skylined. You don't see that much. Okay? This one's along the bay. This one happens to be at Bethlehem Steel. How about that? Plenty of coyotes out there. We've talked about coyotes before. We've had deer we've had deer hit by coyotes that we haven't recovered. You know, we left them overnight to make sure that we were able to harvest them, and that was in Montgomery County. We've had them in. We hear them calling, you know, and running and howling and yipping and whatever they do in a pack in Dorchester County in the Sika Marsh. We've had, you know, encounters with them all over the state, and you know, Western Maryland is full of coyotes, and they are very detrimental to not only the deer population but also livestock, especially in Western Maryland. The three western counties are really hit hard with them. So let's see, look at that. There's my buddy Bruce. Hi, Bruce. How are you? What'd you do, pass one up yesterday, buddy? Looks like it. How about that? 410, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Jump in there, get in the muzzleloader contest. Aaron will record your name and number, and we will be ready. There we go. Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing well out for my morning walk.
Gotcha.
Dark.
In the dark. Yeah.
So
you're in Pikesville. Guys, do you ever encounter a deer on the streets of Pikesville while you're out?
All the time.
There are plenty of them over there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Saw a coyote on Milford Mill Road.
Yeah.
Jumping over the guardrail down into the greenway along the subway.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the morning.
Yep.
And I hear them down near Liberty Road once in a while.
Yeah.
Near the cemetery there.
Yep. How long you lived in Pikesville? A long time.
How old am I?
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Do you remember years ago there was a report of a mountain lion in Randallstown?
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy. One or two people saw it, and then, of course, you know, it went wild. But what was there ever a mountain lion? Who knows?
I swear I saw one when I was probably 10, 12 years old along the Winds Falls.
You very well may have, buddy. You very well may have. So,
spooked me.
Got your attention, huh?
Oh, look at that.
Uh-huh.
I was probably out with my BB gun shooting at squirrels and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've had the crossbow out, I don't know, half dozen times, passed up a few, put the crosshairs on a few.
Uh-huh.
But let them go. Let the big ones come first, so. Keep thinking another one will follow, but they don't.
Yep, I hear you. Well, you know, I've gotten very selective. I mean, I got a video of this deer I mentioned last hour. I got a video of this deer, the first first video of a buck that that I got from the landowner this year. It's been a lot of does, and this guy was following does and yearlings, four of them, you know, his rack went straight up and then just forked right at the end. It was pretty cool looking deer, but I said, I think I know who his daddy is, which would be the big Bully 10 that has a real tight rack like that. But if Bully 10 shows up, if he's still around and still alive, man, what a deer. He has a big yellow rack. It's not real wide. But he's got massive mass and 10 points, and he knows what he's got on top of his head. He's got a lethal weapon up there. And man, he's the one. The one I saw last year, I believe, was the one I call G2 tall, which is a 9-point. And there's a couple really decent bucks. Maybe we'll see them, maybe we won't. But they travel. You know, they've got a big travel area, and you just got to be there at the right time. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there's a big doe in the area that I'm hunting. If it gets in close, I will be very happy to take that one.
Well, you know, the big doe I saw the other day, she's got to be 5-6 years old. And she's, if it's the same one, and you never know, but it seems like the same behavior. You know, she'll be feeding along, and all of a sudden she'll pop her head up and look right at me. It doesn't matter if she's north, south, east, or west, if she's along the hedgerow, if she's in the field, she's in the bean field. Wherever she is, she knows where I am. And she knows the difference between, you know, whether the climber's up or down, you know what I mean, or whether I'm in it or not. So, you know, she's always aware that I'm there. And I can't bring myself to take her. I missed her a couple of years ago with a shot right underneath her with the crossbow, and I think she held it against me ever since. But I haven't taken a crossbow for a walk for a couple of years. I'm gotten away from it. I'm relearning to shoot the compound much better, and I'm carrying that more and more. My shoulders are better. I'm limber. I'm loose. I've reduced the poundage from 63 to 52 pounds, something like that. I'm pulling the bow. It's really nice and accurate, and I'm very happy with it. So
yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, you know, you don't need more.
I take a 50-pound recurve out during the traditional days.
Yeah, I'm my buddy Bruce is a traditional guy. He just sent me a picture of him looking down at his big high spike yesterday, and he said, don't know if I should have passed him or not. And I'm like, I'm looking at this deer, and I'm like, man, buddy, that's a year and a half old deer, but if you want meat in the freezer, you're not worried about horns. He was close enough, you know.
Can't eat
I mean, it's
can't
like,
eat horns.
No, you can't eat them.
Horns.
Nope, stir the soup with them. Yep. But I do like to look at them, so you know I don't mind that. So, but I sit here and go ahead.
Good talking to you, Alan. I just wanted to get in the contest and
you're in
for
it.
A few minutes. And
thanks, man. Enjoy your walk.
I'll keep going. Hopefully, the reflective vest will keep people from running me over.
I hope so. Take care, man. Thanks, Tony. See you. Bye bye. Yeah, I'm sitting here in back room and I'm looking at my first rack, really nice rack buck, which was an 8-point taken in Cecil County almost 30 years ago. He's a straight-on sneak mount, and I look up at him every time I sit in my chair. He's right in front of me on the fireplace, on the stone on the fireplace, and he's looking at me. And then I turn to my left, and there's the last nice buck I killed, and he's a big 6-point. He would have been an 8. I missed him as an 8, but he got his brow tines knocked off, maybe by Bully 10. That's the only one I can think that might have knocked him off. But he's a really nice, high, tall, 6-point, weighed 193 pounds, field dressed, and I'm proud to have him up there too. So, you know, anyway, that's me. What can I tell you? All right, 410-WCBN 680, 410-922-6680, getting the muzzleloader contest. Time for me to tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. We're going to talk about guns again. We're going to talk about the BAR MK2 Safari. That stands for Browning Auto Loading Rifle. The BAR MK2 Safari model features traditionally styled walnut stock. Really nice. If you're, you know, if you like the good look of a good firearm with the walnut stock and the stainless and the blued finish, well, this is it. Hammer forged barrel and a polished, blued, and engraved steel receiver. It's got reliable gas piston operation, a detachable box magazine, and it comes in a lot of different calibers in the auto loader for sure. I watched a video yesterday of a young man taking a moose at 40 yards with an auto-loading rifle. I think it was a BAR, and it was quite an impressive display. I think it was on Facebook. The guide apparently had, it's a 57-inch moose, I think, from 52, 57-inch moose, which is very impressive for Maine. But the guy, you know, he did the paddling, he took the boat paddle and hit the brush and did the grunting and all that stuff, and the moose came right into 40 yards, and the fellow was able to take it. That's on the bucket list. I'd love to do a moose hunt, and maybe I will one of these days, and maybe I won't. I'm getting to that point where you start to wonder. But the BAR MK2 Safari is a great firearm from Browning. And then while we're on the auto-loading page, let's look at the Maxis 2 camo. The Auric camo from Browning, new for 2023. It's a gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, influx recoil pad, and oversized controls. And they put those oversized controls on these Brownings because, you know, you've got gloves on and heavy clothing, and you want to be able to operate your firearm effectively. Features the new Browning Auric, A-U-R-I-C, concealment. A good camo pattern, looks like to me. So why not check out the Browning firearms, all of them, at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website, two S's in the middle. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on-truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Oh, that's me. I forgot I was going to talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. Look, you have a hole in the wall that used to be called a fireplace, and you don't use it anymore because you're just tired of hauling the wood and all that stuff. But that's okay. We have a solution for you. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's features gas fireplace inserts, pellet, automatic pellet stove inserts, and wood fireplace inserts. Now, you want to haul some wood, not haul as much maybe. That wood fireplace insert is great. You want to have all of it automatic? Well, all you got to do is fill the bin. Pellet stove feeds itself, and you're ready to go. If you prefer gas, if you have gas, well, that's what we have here in town, and that is beautiful. The folks at Backyard Billy's have the expertise. They have the personalities to deal with you. You know, they have really qualified people. They have great prices on fireplace inserts. Now, if you prefer as your primary or secondary heat, wood stove or a pellet stove, freestanding, they have those too. If you're in a housing complex that doesn't allow any of that stuff but will let you use electric, the electric is the way to go then. Just use an electric fireplace insert or a freestanding electric stove, and you've got it. You've got it right there. All of that, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they do a lot of work with all those different things, and it's time for you to take a look. You can go into the showroom. You walk in the front door. Furniture's on the right. You walk through all that furniture, all that, you know, all the stuff for the outdoors, the Adirondack chairs and the sheds and the all the, you know, the stuff for the backyard. and then you go into the showroom, and the furniture's on the right, and the hot stuff is on the left. The grills are over there on the left, and behind the grills is the room with the whole lineup of all the stoves and all the inserts, and you will be impressed. Robin and I were. We love dealing with Backyard Billies. They did all the installation. They even helped us get the stone put up. They do the chimney, the whole deal, and their service is just great. Brian was here a couple weeks ago and did the full service on this, and we're ready for the cold weather. Why not? Hearth America, the brands are Enviro and Regency and some others. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're in Graysonville. They say Kent Island. It's really Graysonville. Yep, that's for sure. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. It's here now. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Why not stop by this weekend? Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice. Man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish, Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator, Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block, yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials or give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
September, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
That's what we're after, folks. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Keep them coming, Bruce. Those are cool pictures, man. Looks like a cedar arrows from the 60s and original bear razor heads. I took my first deer, age 16, with a Browning Cobra recurve, Port Orford cedar arrows, and Hilbury points. I believe they came with the arrows at that point as a set. Turkey feathers. And it was a little button buck, quite a story. I don't have time to tell it right now, but it was a very interesting story. Actually got a second shot at that deer that was already dead on his feet and hit him the second time from a standing position on a moving deer. What a time. I was 16. That was, man, 53 years ago. Standing on about a 5 or 6 foot stump. There were two oak trees that went up, and they cut one of them off, and I was standing on the stump, and he came around the trail right there in front of me, and about 10 yards, and I shot him and eventually recovered him. Same night, same day, but it was a search to remember. But that was the first one. So, if, you know, I've got those pictures. It's pretty cool. Still have two pictures of him. Don't have the original picture that was in the Somerset paper at the time back then. But, you know, for a kid in high school, it was pretty cool. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have several callers on the line. Let me see. Aaron, who's first up, buddy? Chuck in Dundalk. Morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
You said earlier you never know what you're going to talk about on here, so I have a little different question this morning.
Let's see what we can do with it.
I've been here on Bear Creek, and I noticed that around the rim of the creek and all, there's this different kind of grass that's growing that's heavy-rooted, floats near the top of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it traps anything that floats along.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around Bear Creek for 70 years, and I've never seen anything like this. And I'm back visiting up from Florida, and I come down. I have no idea what this stuff is. If it's good for the fish, or how it got started, or you know what I mean. I have no idea, but it is. You don't want to put a boat in or anything. You know, it's a nasty.
We have a lot of folks that live over there. I know our buddy Tacklebox Tim fishes Bear Creek a lot, and I know Gary lives over there. That calls in. So this is the first I'm hearing about this floating aquatic vegetation, submerged aquatic vegetation. I don't have a clue what it is without seeing it. But there's
it's very heavy. Pulled some out and. Put it up on the pier in a pile and thought it would dry out, but the top of it dried out a little bit, but the rest of it, it doesn't dry out.
Doesn't dry out too well, huh?
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you've got there, buddy. I mean, look, you know, when I first moved to Maryland, the big thing it was hydrilla. Oh my gosh, hydrilla got in here. And on the Potomac River, and it was going to ruin everything. And now, you know, we're just basically adapted to the hydrilla, and it became a bass haven at that point. But maybe Scott or one of the guys over that way can be able to call in and tell us what that stuff is. And first I'm hearing.
Hoping for somebody would.
Yeah.
Know what was going on? So, also want to wish Robin well and hope she gets it together.
Well, she'll be fine. She's getting it together. She's in physical therapy 2 days a week. It's really helping her back, and so she's coming right along. You know, I will tell you, COVID, and staying in the house and the fear of that and everything else. That had an impact on a lot of people, and Robin admits it. She said, COVID ruined things for me. Being in the medical profession, you know, she was not confident going out in public at that point. And I said, I don't blame you. And we sat here for months, you know, we really did. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of activity going on. So, you know, and it hurt her physically. So, you know.
I agree with her.
Yep. So
I agree with her. So.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Good luck, and thank you very much.
We'll see what we can find out on that grass for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. Tony and Ridgely, is that it? Tony, good morning. Tony, you with us? All right, Tony. All right, Tony, call back. We'll take your call for sure. Sorry for the delay. Mike in Finksburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Well, Mike just called in. Mike, good morning. You still there, Mike, in Finksburg? Okay. Well, both of you guys can call back for sure. No question at all. 410-WCBM 680, 410-9226. Wayne in Glenarm. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Alan, doing good. Sloppy thirds, not even seconds. I like it. I'll take it.
Whatever. What's up?
Just calling the, we have a local gun club, Baltimore Fishing Game, that does a sighting. If you want to take, anybody wants to go up and sight their gun in, they have the range and they have range masters. And I think they only charge like $5 or $6. But it's a great way for you to get out. Make sure you didn't bump your scope. I'm not any part of it. I've used them several times.
Where's this at?
Went up Baltimore County off of Hartford Road.
Baltimore County Game and Fish?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they're good people.
Great people. We've been to a couple events up there, and we'll always take the muzzleloader up, shoot it once or twice, make sure it's where it's got to be so you don't miss. And,
Yeah,
never been a member. I'd love to be. But when
you got to apply, buddy. You got to apply.
I know. I'm too lazy.
I hear you.
Not your fault, mine.
They're good people. I've known a number of people up there. My buddy Butch is lives on site, and Butch is a great guy. He's helped me out quite a few times, so I really appreciate him and his efforts. So, Butch, if you're listening, weigh in with us, buddy.
Both of my kids took the hunter safety class. I've recommended them for that several times. Just real good people. That's what you want across the board. But we 1 year we were up there, we actually had the 50 BMG. And the range master's like, go ahead and shoot it. We're like, no, we don't want to shoot that here. And
right.
We got one shot off. But it literally cleared the stands of goggles and shells, two stands each direction when we shot it. He's like, all right, let's not shoot that again. Let's not do that anymore. it was neat. It was fun to see. Another thing, in our neighborhood, you guys were naming deer. But we had two, we call them the brothers, two big 10-points. They got to be related. But they'll come through, and it'll stop traffic. It's the neatest thing. I don't know if anybody's ever got one of them, and they're pretty smart right around now. They'll move through the valley here,
yep.
And they're just massive. And they know it. They know they come across where nobody can shoot them, and they just stand there. They laugh at you.
Of course. Yep.
It's good stuff. And then one quick thing, Clyde, I bought a 10-gauge. You know, bigger's better when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't realize how much that thing kicks, but I've had it for 20 years. Went back 20 minutes online. I know everything about crossbows now, and I go down there, and they're like, well, actually, you need this and this. And I'm like, I'll just, I apologize for not starting here. So I'm going to back there Monday or Tuesday next week to get them to restring a crossbow for me. Again,
there you go.
Great people.
They are good people. Yep. I like Rich and Mike and all those guys. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate that.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you. All right. Let's see. That was. Well, is anybody back? Did Tony call back or Mike in Finksburg, Aaron? All right. Let's talk to Daryl in the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Daryl. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. What county are you in?
Oh, right now I'm headed down Eastern Shore. Not sure where county I'm in, to be honest with you.
Oh, so where are you from?
I'm from Middle River.
Oh, Middle River, okay. So you're headed down 50. Going hunting, are you?
I wish.
Yeah?
My son does charters down in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Season's over. Yeah, season's over for that. So I'm going down to bring the boat back.
I got you.
I would love to be in the woods this morning. Matter of fact, my muzzleloader's in the truck.
Well, it's not muzzleloader season yet.
No, I know. It's next weekend.
Yeah, that's coming up. Thursday, actually, is first day. So.
Yeah. Now, I was headed up Pennsylvania to do some hunting yesterday, but where we were going, this fella had pneumonia. And,
oh, boy.
You know, didn't want to go up there and catch that.
No, I don't blame you. I've been having issues this week. Robin and I both, she's been having some breathing issues. We both had asthma since we were young. And Robin had, I guess it's the air quality or, you know, pollen or something, but she had a trigger that really affected her about 2 weeks ago. And I wound up on a nebulizer, which, you know, is great. I have a medication that I take on occasion, which is a powder inhaler, which is called Asmanax. But I haven't used it in months, and broke that out. And, of course, we both have the rescue inhaler, too. But this nebulizer thing I was telling Aaron is just phenomenal. I mean, I took one treatment with it the other day, and it just opened everything up. I think I got some other stuff going on. I think I might have a little touch of bronchitis or something. But, you know, but, yeah, but normally that happens. I catch a cold and it goes to, you know, it goes right to my chest. So, I highly recommend that treatment. You need a prescription for the albuterol liquid that goes in there, but nebulizer, right. Man, that's the way to go. So,
well, hopefully this isn't just a trip to go get the boat. Hopefully I get to wet a line while I'm down there for a little bit.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is you know, take your fishing rod out of the car and you'll wet a line today from what I see on the weather forecast.
I'm hoping it doesn't start though a little bit later, maybe.
I hope you're right. So enjoy your day in Chincoteague. I love it down there.
God, I love it too. All right, Al.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good morning.
You do the same. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right, let me tell you folks about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50, right across the street here, really. Down one street and up one street, that's for sure. That's where the locals here get their tire and auto service work done. No appointment needed for tires. I'll say that right up front. It's amazing when you walk in there. People will come in and they'll say, hey, I've got a, you know, whatever, and somebody will look the tire up and say, well, okay, we've got these in stock, and here's the price, and do you want to wait? And you're in and out of there. I've never seen a garage run like that in my life, you know? It's amazing. It really is amazing. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, they've got Michelin, Yokohama, and all the others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, yes, from your pickup truck, any make or model, your car, any make or model, mini to maxi to, you know, cab over Pete with a reefer on. If you want to drive a tractor trailer in there or a dump truck, a triaxle, they've got all that stuff. You know, farm equipment, farm tires, farm tractors, garden tractors, lawn mowers, wheelbarrows, they're a tire shop. Those things have tires? Spurry's has the tires. It's that simple. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking and diagnosing and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light is on, take it in there. They'll diagnose it. They'll tell you what happened, you know, and what it is, and they'll fix it for you. That's how it works. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for more than 30 years. I got a break job scheduled here before too long, or have to schedule it. So, you know, got about another 1,000 miles to go, and then I'll put some brakes on. Stop by, and great price, you know, at least 15% less than a dealer would charge. So stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, that number 410-822-7384. The website is spurrystire.com, SPURRYSTIRE.com. 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, I mentioned Backyard Billy's before, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Let me tell you something, folks. With the price of fuel oil, there are many, 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 many people considering secondary heat, even primary heat for their homes, and they're looking at the alternatives: wood, pellet, gas, electric. You'll find all four of those at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Freestanding wood and pellet stoves. Gas, wood, and pellet inserts, and also electric inserts for your fireplace. They've got it all. And once you go there and you talk to somebody, they're not going to bug you. They're not going to call you. They're not going to harass you. You know, you go to a car dealer, and it's like every other day, hey, Mr. Ellis, this is Bob. Yeah, you were in here the other day. I just wondered if you made a decision yet. No, they don't do that. Everything's up to you. Very low-key, low pressure, because they know that they have the product. They know they have the expertise. And I know they have the friendly service, and I also know that they have great prices. So, that all being said, we're extremely happy. I think we're going on at least 4 years with our fireplace insert. Extremely happy with the service. Extremely happy with Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And we'll recommend them to anybody, anytime. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Hearth America is their heat division. Call 410-827-4500. 410 877-827-4500. You don't want to be sitting there this winter, okay, when it's 25 degrees out and winds howling 30 miles an hour, and, you know, you're trying to heat your house with electric heat or fuel oil. You're going to go broke. So why not consider an alternative source or a secondary or even a primary source of heat at Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com, 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 coming from the bridge. It's exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue. Look for that. Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We're not going to drag the line too far because we've got Mike in Catonsville on hold. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Living the dream. Living the good. Dream.
Glad to hear it.
I was just calling. The guy going down to Chincoteague, I was, my wife and I were down there. We had like a little mini family reunion last weekend.
Nice.
Some siblings came down. It was a nice getaway and did get out and do a little bit of surf fishing. And hooked into a couple of nice reds. I landed one, released one, lost in the surf, and then. But been seeing a lot of little blues blitzing out there, and
Cool.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Virginia and Virginia Beach and that down that way used to be a great place for those big blues when we had the big blues, if you remember, in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of guys would go down and just camp out there on the beach and just have a great time catching those big 10, 15-pound blues. So, but the invasion of red drum is unbelievable. We've got tons of puppy drum in the bay right now.
It's we've got some fishing in the southern part of the bay, but there's nothing like catching a big one at the surf and
that's true.
Fighting the waves and fighting everything. It's just a lot of fun.
Gives you
a good 15-20 minute thrill.
That's great. Nothing wrong with that. So well, good. Good.
But and then also the gentleman that called about the grass, I've noticed some strange, like water plants floating on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
We were crabbing in right at the mouth of the Severn at Carr Creek, and saw a lot of aquatic grass floating in the water there that I haven't seen. Never seen it before.
Okay,
so something's going on.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Well, maybe something come in on a ship. You never know. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I hope you and Robin feel better and have a
great weekend. Thanks, Mike. You do the same. Have a great one yourself. Thanks for the call. There he goes. Richard in Baltimore. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I wanted to call. I'm from Detroit, actually, originally, and grew up doing a lot of lake and river fishing.
Sure.
And 10 or 12 days ago, my wife and I went out to Cunningham Falls. We were going to do some hiking, and I thought I'd fish for a couple hours.
Sure.
And the water in the lake, there's signs everywhere saying the water is toxic due to algae. And then
okay. We
did some hiking, and the falls itself is like 1% of the flow is like 1% of what I've seen it. It was trickling.
Wow.
You have any idea what's going on?
Well, lack of rain would be my first call, but I don't know what feeds that stream, and I don't, I haven't kept up, quite frankly, what's going on in Cunningham Falls. The toxic algae must be some kind of a bloom that they've been aware of. Yeah, and I don't know if they're even stalking that at any point. But, maybe we can find out. Maybe we can get some fisheries people on the line this week and see what's going on up there. So
that'd be great. I'd love to hear about it. And another quick question, if I could. Do you know anybody or have you used one of those foldable kayaks?
I have not. I've seen them. I've seen people on the little chop tank using them. They seem to work okay. I would certainly, if you're going to think about that, go online and see what we always do when we're ready to invest in a new product. We go online and see what people are saying about them. We look at the reviews, and I think that's probably the best thing you can do with that. Because there are a number of them out there. Oh, sorry, Richard. Okay, I was trying to answer the question. All right, well, there you go. Folks, while we got a little break here, listen, we're working hard on the second of two record books for Maryland Big Game, White-Tailed Deer, Sika Deer, and Black Bears. The organization is called bucks-bears-stags.com. Please visit the website. The new record book is available for pre-purchase. We're going to the printers the end of this month. We have nearly, from the first record book, there were 2,000 names, 200 photos, great stories. Well, this edition's going to be even better. We've got grandfathered in about 40 or 50 from either Pope and Young, Boone and Crockett, or the old Maryland Trophy Deer Contest, some great animals. We are putting together stories of what we're calling legacy whitetails, stories that you've never heard before, or stories that you may have seen 30, 40 years ago. We've got some phenomenal white-tailed deer. We have a whitetail that was killed in Allegheny County that is probably the largest beast ever taken up there. that we measured at the National Deer Association event in July. Guy is long gone, but it was taken in 1961, the Roy Lohr buck. We have a new division called Discovered, which was a whitetail from Talbot County that hung in a tavern here and was obtained by a fella, a collector. It was measured, and it's well over 200 inches, gross inches. As a typical, it's 177 inches, which is an amazing animal. We have the little feature on that. We've got what we're calling legacy bucks, all these big bucks from years gone by, and we're just proud to put those out there, as well as well over 500 entries. I think it's a total of 580 entries in the new book. BucksBearsStags.com. You can purchase pre-purchase the new record book. There's a combo deal on there that you can get the first edition and the second edition together. The first edition's half price, and we just hope that you will be able to take a look at that and put your there you go. Ah, Tackle Box Tim just bought one online. Hey Tim, I'm glad to see it, man. Thank you very much. So that just came in. So 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. We don't have time for another caller. We just need to take a break and get our last commercials in. And I just want to throw it out there, BucksBearsStags.com and the Facebook page, too. Check it out. Let's take our final break and lead it right up to the music, and we'll be out of here this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week. I'll have a few remaining words at the end. Go
Alan
ahead.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, folks, we'll catch you next week. Listen, don't forget Cool Ice for seafood here on the shore. And don't forget Madonna Seafood for crabs up there in Harford County. Yeah, we'll bring you more on them next week. So it's time for me to say get out. Stay out today. Stay dry. Keep your family close. Troubling times in this world, but family and faith are everything. See you next week.